You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Auckland Council is putting up a Christmas tree named Te Manaaki in downtown Auckland, which is estimated to cost up to $1.3 million. With regards to the cost of living crisis, the Auckland Ratepayers Alliance has criticised the cost of the tree, saying it has an extremely high price tag that they question could have been done for a lower cost. However, Heart of the City and Auckland Council have defended the cost, saying it's part of the rejuvenation of the central city at the busiest trading time of the year. Additionally, this week marked the beginning of Hīkoi Motitiriti, a 9-day protest hīkoi in response to the Treaty Principles Bill and the coalition government's policies regarding Māori. Yesterday, the hīkoi reached Tāmaki Makaurau, which saw thousands cross the Auckland Harbour Bridge and later gather at Takapara Whau and Ihu Mātau for activations. I caught up with Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics, starting with asking him about the hīkoi and Auckland Council's response. Hīkoi Motitiriti passed through Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland yesterday, with thousands of people crossing the Auckland Harbour Bridge, as well as activations at Takapara Whau and Ihu Mātau. How has Auckland Council responded to the hīkoi? Is it supportive?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure what the broader council view is, but I can give you my personal one, if that helps. Look, it is heartening to see people coming together and supporting, and both Māori and non-Māori, to support the rights of Māori and support the sort of kaupapa that's there. And it's all about kind of love and understanding and respect and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's really cool. The other thing is, look, it's a right to protest, which is a democratic right. So I think that's heartening as well. We're still in a place where we can do that. And a lot of people showed their support, and I thought that was really cool.
The hīkoi has so far seen members of Parliament from Te Pāti Māori, the Green Party and the Labour Party join in support. Furthermore, Wellington Mayor Tory Whānau has confirmed she plans to join as well. Were any members of Auckland Council involved yesterday?
Yeah, I'm not aware of any members of Auckland Council being involved. We had very important business that we couldn't sort of get out of yesterday. But, you know, I really do hope that some people were able to at least show their support in some way. I suppose this is my way of showing support, is to sort of tautoko their views publicly. And I'm just really happy to hear that there's been these community leaders coming out and supporting as well. That's really cool, because it's, you know, a job with a lot of pressure, and I'm glad that they nailed their sort of voice to the mass there.
Moving on to our second topic today, the Auckland Ratepayers Alliance has estimated that the Christmas tree that Auckland Council is putting up in downtown Auckland has cost up to $1.3 million. That cost is split between Auckland Council precinct properties and the Heart of the City, and Auckland Council's portion has come from a rate paid by city centre property owners, businesses and residents, not from general rates. However, the spending has been criticised as being a nice to have and not a necessity during the cost of living crisis. Do these claims concern council?
Yeah, I mean, whenever you're looking at spending, we need to in these tough times, be looking at being as efficient as possible, right? But let's be super clear, and this was in the question as well, so thanks for that, that the Auckland Council investments come from the city centre targeted rate. Now, what that rate is supposed to do is actually enhance public spaces and make the city centre a place where people and businesses want to be and to shop. We've had many years of criticism and public voices saying, look, we need to be supporting the city centre in any way we can, and bringing shoppers back in, allowing people to kind of engage with that space and enjoy it. This is the sort of spending that you would do to actually fulfil that aim. So the good news is, for the rest of the city, we don't pay the city centre targeted rate either. So I would say, look, come down and enjoy the tree and enjoy the city centre and all it has to offer, and support the local businesses here. So, yeah, look, we do have to question costs, of course we do. But this is a targeted rate that is designed for this kind of purpose.
Council said it was temporarily withholding information on funding, as the information would soon be publicly available in a press release, which was due to be published last Friday. However, when it was published, the press release did not include a full cost breakdown. Why did council refrain from offering a full breakdown of the costs?
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, I'm I'm not clear about that. And I would encourage us to be as transparent as possible. Because, look, from my perspective here, it seems like there's nothing to hide, there's nothing to obfuscate. And in all of this, for one, it's public money. And for two, like I said, the money's coming from the targeted rate and also supported by Heart of the City, which is a business association, supported by Precinct Properties, supported by private investment as well. So I don't really see any need to be cautious, to be honest. I think that it is what it is. We lay it out and residents will make up their own minds, and I think that's perfectly right in a democracy.
To kind of add on to what you were talking about before, councillors said that the tree was a significant investment for the city that will be enjoyed for many years to come. As part of the rejuvenation of the city centre at a busy trading time of the year, do you think that something else could have been done for the same effect but at a lower cost?
Yeah, I mean, I'm up for any idea that people have, and because we've got to activate our city centre, right? But the other thing with that cost, we've got to just kick the tyres on it a little bit and realise some of that's capital, so the actual tree. Some of that is with costs associated with putting on the events and things that sort of is part of the tree and the Christmas framework and all that kind of stuff. And the other thing is it's got to last over the years. So there's that too. So you've got to invest in something up front that's going to be durable over time. So, you know, headline figure sounds pretty scary, but when you sort of kick underneath it, you sort of realise actually this is an investment for many years and with associated activities and things around it. So, yeah, that's kind of the context that you've got to look at that figure in.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about Hikoi Mutitiriti passing through Tāmaki Makaurau yesterday and Auckland Council's Christmas tree spending.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.